Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the year ahead forecast for each life path number. Now, keep in mind, these forecasts are going to be different than your own personal year ahead forecast. They will be relevant and you will feel these energies. However, if you're looking for sort of a more dialed in version, then I highly recommend a year ahead forecast, a personal year ahead forecast, where we'll look at your own personal numerology. Because again, the calculations are very different for this reading and for the personal year ahead forecast. So if you're interested in that, then you can book some time with me. And really, anytime it's a good time to get a year ahead forecast. It'll give you an insight into the following 12 months and what they could bring and the types of energies you'll be working with. And it's broken down month by month, as well as an overview for the year ahead. If you're interested in that, anytime's a good time, but this is a great time because I'm recording this in the beginning of November. And so if you book now, you will get November and December of 2023, as well as January through December 2024. So you're getting a couple months extra thrown in there. So if you're interested in that, then book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so let's take a look at what could be coming up. So first and foremost, and this is relevant for every life path number, collectively, we are going to be working with the energy of the eight, okay? So 2024 is an eight universal cycle. So this is going to bring in key themes around money, control, or a relationship to money. Or our relationship to people in some degree of power or control or abundance. Also, it can bring up power struggles, as well as empowerment. So we could have opportunities show up this year to step into greater self-empowerment or to alleviate or find solutions for power struggles and how those may show up. This is also going to be a year that'll focus on authority and how to take authority within your own life, as well as manage your own life. So really when the eight comes through in a cycle, we're being asked to take responsibility for our own journey, okay? And be very mindful of how we are showing up to the greater collective and how our actions have a greater influence or impact on the all, right? So this year is also going to bring into focus a lot about integrity and where there might be a lack of integrity and where there needs to be a boost in integrity. And remember, this can also happen on the global stage because this is the universal cycle. But we will feel these themes very strongly within our own journey as well. There could be things that come up around opportunities for success, abundance, progression when it comes to your career or your expertise. You might want to hone in on your on certain skills and then express those skills in a way where you're sharing your wisdom, your knowledge to, again, assist in bettering another, right, in there as far as their business or their career or whatever the case may be. When the eight comes through in a cycle, this is a great time to use your own power, influence, status, money, resources to help to uplift, empower, inspire another. So opening doors for others, giving them an opportunity that they might not have had if you did not extend that offer. So when the eight comes into play, it's really sort of trying to balance where there's integrity and where there isn't. And we can see that potentially come in around money, resources, power this year, again, on a global stage. So we could see some things crumble. We could see some shocking events that look to equalize power, money, resources, to bring it back into integrity, or at least initiate that process. Anytime we have an eight cycle, we're being asked to have some level of spiritual evolution on the material plane. The eight governs or is in charge of the material plane. It is very connected to the spiritual realm as well, but is very focused on the material plane. So it will bring into focus, again, on a global stage as well as individually, you know, where it is that we could evolve a bit more when it comes to, again, our relationship to money, power, status, influence, all of those things. How can we infuse more integrity into those areas of our own life? And then again, on the larger arena, we could be looked at, or we could be looking at our relationship again to money, and where it is that maybe we give our power away when it comes to money or status or any of those things that I mentioned. So again, at the core of this, it's about self-empowerment. It's also about using that self-empowerment to uplift, empower, inspire others. So it becomes this sort of synergy where we're working together and merging our wisdom, our expertise, our abundance to uplift, empower, inspire the greater good through our own actions. I would also say there could be an influence, or there could be a strong pull to get very serious and focused on what it is that you feel called to become the expert in, right? So there may be something that has been pulling at you to really sort of invest the time and energy and resources into it so that you can step into that sort of mastery of whatever that is. And it doesn't have to be career related. It could be just your own personal growth and evolution, however it comes in for you. But there's definitely something about mastery and sort of authority in some area. And that doesn't mean that it's better than or less than anybody else. It just means that we are all experts at something eventually. And when we share that expertise, we contribute to the greater good. So all of these themes could be coming up this year for a greater reflection, and to kind of see where it is that we can make some adjustments or modifications to really step into this 8 cycle and what it has to offer. Also, themes of control could be coming up. And sometimes we have to reach a boiling point before we start to see the resolution or the solutions. So on a global stage, we may see things bubbling to the surface about control. And regardless of, you know, there's so many ways that could come in. But also in our own lives, where is it that we're trying to have control over a situation or a person or something? And it's actually self-sabotaging us. So all these themes could be coming in this year at some point to be worked with more deeply and to be adjusted and to step into the higher octave of the 8, which again, really at its core has to do with integrity. So with that being said, let's take a look at each individual life path number. Life path number 4. So this is we've got some interesting energies that we're working with in 2024. So of course we have the sort of overarching energy of the 8 that we're all working with collectively. But for us, we're going to also be working with the energy of the 3. And not only that, we have camel energy coming through for our animal wisdom message this year. So what immediately comes through is that, of course, with the 3 energy, this has the potential to be a very creative, collaborative, very social, sort of getting your name, your message, your business, whatever the case may be, out into the spotlight. When we have 3 energy, there can be a lot around like recognition. Again, being sort of in the center of attention, the spotlight being shown on you. So there can be a lot where it's like, if you felt like you've been trying to get your work out there, or you've been trying to share a deeper message or whatever the case may be, you could see major rewards coming in at this time, accolades, boosts of confidence type, or opportunities for boost of confidence, but also things that confront you where it is that you might be lacking confidence, where you can work towards sort of boosting that in some way. But this is definitely going to be a year where you could see just your sort of creativity flair, where you're asked to really step up as the expert or share your wisdom or be the teacher type thing in sharing your wisdom, your creativity, but in a collaborative way. That's a big one, especially with this three energy. Collaboration is key, as well as communication. So you could see, again, anytime the three shows up, it's typically a busy time. It's a social time. It's, you know, your calendar's full, your emails are blowing up. It's like there's a lot going on. So for the fours who have felt like, this isn't uncommon with four energy, like you just have been putting in a lot of effort and not seeing a big return, or you just feel like you're sort of turning your wheels and not gaining any momentum, this year can just open that wide up, where all of a sudden, you know, it's almost like you've sort of bitten off more than you can chew, and you're going to have to figure out how to balance it. But there's definitely the potential to meet new people who can have a tremendous impact on your journey, who can open doors for you, who can, again, share ideas, perspectives, et cetera, to help you to work smarter, not harder. And that is a big one for fours. We have a tendency to try to do it all and try to do it our way, because we can see the solution. And so sometimes it's a little bit harder to think outside the box and just let people in to share their ideas and then follow those ideas to see where they take us. But that's going to be definitely a theme this year, where the people can show up with sort of the expertise or the assistance that we may need. And if we can recognize our own limitations and say yes to these individuals, what we can achieve can just, you know, again, be magnified. It can be so much greater than what it could be if we just went it alone. But definitely this has the potential for things speeding up, really being sort of out in the world a little bit more. So much more social, again, whether it's you or your work, there's just the potential for something to be in the spotlight here. What's interesting is, well, before I go to that, I would also say this is going to be a year to really trust your creative ideas. Really trust putting yourself out into the world. Because with fours, there can also be a lot of like self-doubt or, there can be a lot of that coming in as well, especially if it's a bigger project or a bigger idea that we're trying to get out into the world. So this year you could see that support come in, but you've got to be willing to receive it. That's the key. Because we are in this overarching energy of the eight, again, I'm really drawn to the physical, right? So there's something here with the three that's more creative, creation, etc. But it takes using those greater inspirations and ideas and allowing yourself to be the conduit to have that come through you to create something tangible. So it's kind of like there's an interplay of all these different energies this year for us, where it's going to be the big ideas, the inspirations, and then that's moving through us and we want to bring it into the world. We want to birth it, so to speak. But we're going to need help doing that. And the people, places, things to help us will show up, but we have to be open to receiving them and then also be open to working with them and allowing them to assist. So that's really, really, really important. And the other thing is, of course, to manage your time wisely. So again, remember, you have authority over your life. If you feel like you're taking on too much, you need to make sure that you communicate that to people and say no and set those standards, right? Don't burn the candle at both ends, because it would be very easy to do that in a three cycle for sure. The other thing is, make sure that you are infusing joy into whatever it is that you're doing this year, because it could be very easy to get very serious and like be very work oriented or very hyper focused, which is, you know, fours have a tendency to do that anyway. But this year is really going to ask you to infuse joy into everything that you do. And that can sound like a bit sort of out there, but it really, three energy is your inner child. It's connecting to that inner child. That's where creation really thrives, is when it's a little bit messy, a little bit chaotic, a little bit uncontrolled. So with the three energy coming through, it is going to force us to release control over certain things and to let our hair down and sort of, you know, get a little messy and play and see where that takes us, see where our imagination can take us. What's also interesting is with camel energy coming through, there's definitely something here about like this quest for greater wisdom. There's an energy of abundance, but an abundant harvest. And that's what I mean. I feel like this year really has the potential to see a lot come in from effort that you've put forth previously that maybe you haven't seen your return of investment just yet. This could absolutely be that year. But with that return of investment, there will then be added responsibility, added, you know, different things that you'll need to show up for and do and et cetera, which also ties in with the 3 energy and the 8 energy. So with camel coming through, there's definitely something here about conserving your energy, to not burn the candle at both ends, to not overdo it, to, you know that you're still going to be in it for the long haul. You're a 4. So you still have to show up and put in the effort. But, you know, you will achieve whatever it is that you set forth, especially under these very strong, potent energies this year. So I do think it's sort of a couple of things. It's a lot coming in that you've already expended the energy into, so some kind of harvest. But it's also potentially starting something new, creatively or career-wise this year, that you are going to have to conserve your energy for. So pace yourself is basically what I'm saying here with camel energy. Just continue to pace yourself, check in with yourself, make sure that you keep coming back to center and that you're staying balanced. That is going to be crucial this year, 4s, okay? It would be very easy to burn out, and you don't want to burn out in February. So just continue to pace yourself, which I'm, you know, patience is a virtue, and I, you know, that's sort of a lifelong journey for a 4. So anyway, big year for us this year, potentially. But it is going to require us to show up maybe in different ways than we're used to or that we really like. So just kind of keep that in mind. So hope is a great one. I'm right there with you. Take care, 4s. Bye for now.